From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. We cover the arts in South Florida extensively throughout the year, so I've gathered three of our arts specialists for their thoughts on the biggest stories over the past 12 months. So let's go, ladies.
A one, a two, a one, two, three.
All right, Christine DiMattei, would you consider some of the best art stories of the year?
With apologies to Mark Twain, rumors of the death of Palm Beach County Theater have been greatly exaggerated because they scored big for the Carbonell Awards this year, Palm Beach County. And that came as a surprise to me when I got the press release that said that Palm Beach County Theater scored 13 out of a possible 20 Carbonell Awards, Carbonells being, of course, the South Florida Tonys. I had to read over the press release a couple of times. I said, what? 13 out of 20s? 20, that was unprecedented. And I was, you know, there's a side of me, you have to be very objective as a reporter, but there was a side of me that says, yes, you know, but spending so much time as I do in Palm Beach County. And it was an artistic shot in the arm for the county. They had just barely gotten over the loss of two major theaters, Florida Stage and Caldwell, because of financial troubles. So they needed this. It was huge. So I would say, personally, I'm speaking selfishly here, that's the one that made me the most happy, I gotta say.
All right, your turn, Ariana Prothero.
You know, Kelly, I'd have to say that for me, I think one of the biggest art stories this year was Miami City Ballet artistic director Edward Villela leaving the company that he founded 26 years ago. He was supposed to retire at the end of this coming season, but which is in the spring, but he suddenly decided to step down early in September. You know, Edward Villela is a legend in the ballet world. He was a superstar under famous choreographer George Balanchine at the New York City Ballet in the 60s. And he came to Miami in the mid-80s when there really wasn't an art scene here. It's certainly not what we see today. And he started a company that grew into really one of the most prestigious in the United States.
Alicia Zuckerman, take us home.
I think one of the biggest art stories of the year is really recent, the infusion of $23 million in funding to arts organizations throughout South Florida from the Knight Foundation. One organization got money for a series to create short theater pieces in shipping containers. It's called the Micro Theater Project. And I love this one, the International Noise Conference. This guy got $15,000. And his name is Frank Rat Bastard Falestra. And for over two decades, he has been putting on this noise conference. And so the Knight Foundation is supporting the continuation of his noise conference, experimental sound and music.
Should we question their sanity?
I think we should contribute to it, frankly. And we work in audio, so let's make some noise and offer it to Frank Rat Bastard Falestra.
Ladies, thank you for your time. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell.